The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy. I'm your host for this evening, and we've got another great show for you tonight. And in just a bit, we'll be taking your calls and bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. And we love taking your questions as well. So give us a call here on the show at 888-627-6008 and try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Rebecca Ann LeCicero, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. We do have a new webinar coming up on Wednesday, October 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and this one is entitled Neuroimaging Studies with Mediums, and the host is Edward Kelly, Ph.D. And just a quick reminder, December is not that far away now. We have our holiday raffle coming up again on December 23rd. And it's only $5 for one raffle ticket, but that gives you five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. And the mediums participating in this event are Lynn LeClaire, Bobby Allison, Dave Campbell, Amy Utzman, and Dustin Livers. So be sure to check that out as well. You'll find more information about this event and all of our upcoming events on our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. As you know, all of our mediums are certified through Forever Family Foundation. And our guest medium tonight is Rebecca Ann LeCicero. And she's not only one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she's also a published author of two books. She's the author of Living with Messages from Heaven and also Adventures in Manifesting. Rebecca is an energetic healer. She's certified in Reiki as well as several other modalities, and she's also a pastoral counselor, and we're always happy to have her back with us. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't spoken to you in a while. Early last year, I think it was.
I think so, too.
Yes, so it's nice to talk to you. So tell us, what's going on at the Beyond Center? I know that's the big thing for you, so I know you've been there a long time. Tell us what's happening
there. Yes. You know, one of my favorite things about the Beyond Center is that it's a community place for me that's very close to my hometown. It's where my private office is. But
okay.
It also has a really large center room where I present a gallery that I call Messages from Heaven, and I do that every Thursday night. Now,
mm-hmm.
of course, since March, things kind of, you know, closed down and everything up here, and I'm in Connecticut. So it took a little while, but by August I was able to get Connecticut compliant and start getting people back into the office little by little,
great.
Following all the mandates. But I've been at the Beyond Center is a holistic center that offers like a bunch of stuff, you know, classes
uh-huh.
and, you know, walk-in days, private appointments, groups.
Right.
And it also has like meditation and gong, healing, sound healing. So I'm really hoping that a lot of what the center can do, even though it has to be a limited capacity, is still going to reach out to so many people who need it right now.
Right. Yeah, so that's really a wonderful array of services that you offer, including you have other practitioners there as well, right?
I do. I am lucky enough to have a daughter who's been working, you know, alongside me. She's got some incredible talents and gifts as well, which is always nice. And I'm visiting mediums that come in. What's most important, I think, is that it's one of these places where it's very grounded. So if anybody needed anything, they could come there, including energy healings. And right now, energy is, you know, very static for a lot of people. So I'm finding that, you know,
I was able to
go get a bunch of crystals when we were in lockdown. I was online. I'm like, ooh, this would be nice for the healing room. Ooh, this would be nice for the healing room. So I have an abundance of incredible stones and markers, meridians, energies that, you know, I was able to build this space up with. And, of course, kept some home for a while, but then now they're all there. Yeah.
Well, that sounds awesome. And you must, you know, it must feel so good to have your daughter working with you. And, you know, just so our listeners know, so many of us who work in this profession have kids who are also psychic or mediumistic.
Yes.
And I know your kids are very intuitive. And fortunately, you know, your daughter's doing the mediumship and stuff. My son is like that also, but he sort of doesn't really want to go there right now. But I keep telling him, you know, the acorn never falls too far from the tree. So one day that's where he's going to be. But you're lucky you have her working with you.
Julie and I during some of the quarantine time, we even got together and we did like a Facebook Live, and we answered questions about psychic kids. You know, when it comes to the mediums like you and I who have these children, and anybody who wanted to call and ask questions relating to their children, the empathic energy that they have and the intuitive connections to spirit that they have because they grew up with it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's like I kind of was cooking dinner tonight, and I looked over at my 13-year-old, and she looked at me, and she goes, oh, you're working tonight? we both felt spirit kind of open up and get ready, kind of like the, you know, the heavens going, hey, Rebecca, you're on in 45 minutes, you know? And it's cute when they recognize it, so you don't have to explain why you're being quirky.
Yes, no, I know. And, you know, you and I know each other. I've seen you work. We've worked at some of the same events, you know, over the years. And I just love watching you read people because you do it in such a lighthearted way. And
I think it's such
an amazing gift to be able to help someone through their grief, right? Here you are. You're connecting them with their loved one on the other side who they're missing terribly. But you're also giving them messages that make them laugh. You know,
I hope so.
And I mean, what a wonderful way to be able to do mediumship, and it's nice that you could do it that way. Because, you know, listen, the truth is, it can be a little bit heavy sometimes, right?
It can be very heavy, and yet our loved ones—they're so lighthearted and peaceful and joyful. But you know, some of those two personalities that come through—that just gets my goat and makes me laugh too.
Yeah,
you know, they want you to know who they are by being able to validate some of the quirks about them. And I think I often think of myself as somebody, I'll say anything, Doreen, like I really will. So if spirit wants to bring it through, rock on, you know.
Well, you know, you want to know something,
as clean
too.
As I can.
So many people don't realize that spirit has a sense of humor also. And they will do things that make us laugh. When we're trying to, you know, here we are, we're trying to be serious about this, you know, bring through information. And they've got a sense of humor. Or they have a potty mouth. Did you ever get those? You know.
All the time. And
they make us laugh. But, you know, hopefully if we're able to bring that lighthearted sense to, you know, our clients and our listeners, hopefully maybe some of them tonight, it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, a sense of humor is a good thing. So I have a question for you. What's your favorite thing? Doing a group, or do you like private sessions, one-on-one kind of thing? What's your favorite?
My favorite, personally, is doing a group. And by that, I really mean six or more people. Like, I'll do 600 people, but six or more. You know, there's a dynamic that and an energy that gets shared amongst two or more when they're together. So when you put a group together, it's just, it's vibrant and it's exciting. However, I do also value when there is a one-on-one, you know, I get more time. I'm not you know, when you have six people in a couple of hours or, you know, 600 people in a couple of hours, you're not reading as much or as in-depth
right,
or as long.
Right.
And that one-on-one can be so healing.
Yeah.
But yet so can 30 seconds. So
yeah, no, I totally get that. And in a group,
I will admit. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I was just going to say, I'll admit I'm a Type A personality, so I can handle a crowd.
Yes, I know you can. I've seen you do that. Okay, so we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Rebecca Ann LeCicero, and we'll be opening up the phone lines to callers. So if you have a question for us or if you want to receive a connection with Spirit, do a little mini reading, give us a call, and we're going to be taking calls in just a moment. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Rebecca Ann LoCicero. And we are going to get to our callers. Before we take our first caller, though, I just want to mention, we do like to hear your voice. So if we bring you on the air, which I'll call for you by name, we just like to know if you'd like a mini reading or if you have a question for us instead. But we like to hear your voice because that's what gets us into spirit for you, okay? So if you're ready to go, Rebecca, I know you are. Let's get to our first caller. I think we have Kathy calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Kathy?
Hi, I am. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show. Did you have a
question for us,
or would you like a mini reading?
Mini reading, please. That would be wonderful.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Rebecca.
Thank you.
Hi, Kathy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well, Rebecca. How are you?
Very good. I just want you to know that you are definitely not standing there alone. Somebody is showing me the vision of a kitchen. That doesn't mean you're in the kitchen, but they're showing me one. So this is a community area. I feel a female energy that's coming through. I also hear the month of October. I would have to say that this feels like family to me. So this could be a mom or a grandmother, but if it's a grandmother, it would be on mom's side.
Okay.
And I also hear, and although that doesn't match anything I've already given you, I also feel like I hear the name Rob or an R-O male name. Does that make sense to you, any of that information?
Well, my birthday is October.
Okay.
My brother's name is Robert, but, I mean, he goes by Bob.
But that's okay. I just, because it's, because somebody's coming through and trying to validate you, they're giving me October. If your brother is a Robert, but they call him Bob, that's fine. Somebody in spirit just gave me their proper name, so I'm getting a hello connection with saying, Robert is living, correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Just because I feel like they're saying hello to him here. I don't have him, the
okay.
Robert name in spirit speaking to me. Thank you. And then, is there a mom crossed for you?
Yes.
Okay. I just need you to know the first thing that I'm feeling, and one of the most, it's a very loving feeling. I feel like I have a mom standing in a kitchen. I'm not sure if there's an island in the kitchen or if she's leaning on the counter, but I'm not at a kitchen table, and she just feels like she's trying to give you a hello and Robert a hello. Is there another sibling? Do I have three?
There's four.
There's four of you. Okay, so
yes.
Forgive me. She's now trying to say a third, and I went, okay, so I'm giving you a third. I don't want to leave any of you guys out, but know that she's trying to mention to me that there's other children. If she's bringing up Robert, it could have been just because it was easiest for me to hear or because maybe he's nearby and listening as well, or he could use a hello. I always tell people you don't have to do what dead people tell you to do. You do not have to go tell Robert that your mom came through on the radio, but you can if you want to. She'd love that.
Okay.
Now, are you in your kitchen?
Pardon me?
Are you standing in your kitchen?
No, I'm actually standing in a parking lot at a grocery store.
Oh, my God, that makes me the happiest ever. Okay. I could hug you for that. Okay, so I'm not in a kitchen cooking food, but you are in a parking lot of a grocery store with food. We'll go with that. I just need you to know that I do feel some energy coming from your mom that has to do with that. I feel like I have fresh fruit and vegetables everywhere. I don't know if you're trying to cook a stew, but she's laughing about you trying to do recipes. And the last thing that I feel is I think that there's also another female standing with her. She wants you to know that she's not alone. And I heard the letter M. Now, M doesn't stand for mom, just like D doesn't stand for dad. That's not something that I do. But I think it's probably an M female name that she's trying to mention that she's also with. So you're Mary, Marie, that kind of a name. Do you understand?
Not off the top of my head. I'd have to think about that one.
Okay, that's okay. And if you don't figure out, that's okay too. I just feel like you need to know she's not alone. She is with another female figure. To me, this looks like it would be on her side of the family. So maybe, you know, like a sister to her or an aunt to her or a sister-in-law or a grandmother, you know, her mother, something along those lines. But I do get it as a hello. And I also heard the month of April.
I have two children who have April birthdays.
Okay, so I'm sure she's not intending to leave anyone out again, but she does point down then to April to give you love as a sign. Boy, your mom's all with you. Kathy, you enjoy that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I get that. She's a good guardian for you guys. I'm so glad that she came through and was saying hello to people. She seemed very loving.
Okay.
Was she a strong woman? She just feels like she was strong. She's like, I'm strong enough to be everywhere. So she really kind of, she just wants you to know I love you. She's at peace. She's good. She's strong.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's very sweet. Aww.
Hug through the phone.
Yeah. In the parking lot.
Send in the energy. In the parking lot. I love it. Thank you so much for calling in. How awesome.
Thank you. We're going to leave it there. Thanks for calling, Kathy. Bye.
All righty. Take care. Okay. Well, let's get to our next caller. I think we have Peggy calling in, also from Pennsylvania. We've got a bunch of people from Pennsylvania tonight. Peggy, are you with us?
That's pretty cool.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Is this Peggy?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Hi, Peggy. Thanks for calling in. Would you like a mini reading with Rebecca?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Hi, Peggy.
Hello. Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Good.
I'm a little nervous, but I'm okay.
Oh, nerves are great. Don't worry about nerves. That just means you're wide awake, alive, the blood is pumping. Nothing to be scared of with me, that's for sure. Peggy, I feel a male figure standing with you. Don't tell me anything more. Just hold on one second. I feel the month of December coming through, but is this a dad to you, Peggy? Did you lose a dad?
I did lose a dad, and I also lost my husband. So my dad's birthday was...
That is why I said, don't feed me. Remember when I said, hold on, don't tell me?
Okay.
I just... You'll find very quick that when it comes to Rebecca, I have rules, yes or no. And just try to stick with that. Feel free to say anything you want. This is totally for you and your heart. But I did feel that there was a husband also, but I hadn't gotten there yet because Dad was stepping forward first. Okay?
Okay.
Where does December connect?
Well, my dad's birthday was December, and my husband passed in December.
Okay, thank you very much. So please understand that what I am going to tell you is that I see is your dad stepping forward to me in spirit as if he's coming towards me or to me, meaning he's coming towards you and to you. In other words, he doesn't say he hangs out all the time. But when I think of your husband, I see him in what he considers to be his favorite shirt. I don't know. Do we have like a plaid shirt he never takes off or a T-shirt he never took off? Because he's trying to make a joke about being comfortable and being next to you. So your husband to me didn't just come to say hi. He's always been with you, and he feels like getting a hello from your dad is special as well. Could you tell me where the letter J comes through, as if it was a James or Jason, J-A possibly?
I have a son-in-law named Jay.
Okay. Unless it's something significant going on in your world right now, or if Jason is there for some reason, I'm not sure why that would come through. So I'm not getting validation that that's who I'm talking about, although that's the name. It's it connects there somewhere. Would this be something that your husband might mention? Like to say hello to him? No. Okay. Then I'm going to say that I don't think it's that. However, please know that I am getting the letter J, and it feels like it's important as a hello as well. Did your husband get sick, Peggy?
No.
Because this feels like an illness to me.
Well,
okay. In other words, it wasn't a traumatic event. I feel like something happened with the body. It wasn't a car accident. It wasn't like that. This was something that may have been sudden. All death is traumatic, but this feels like it may have been something wrong with his body, he's trying to say. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And are there two children between you two? Or somehow
no.
He's mentioning two children. Okay, he's mentioning two children or two younger. Do you understand that?
Two grandsons.
Are they dogs? Okay, two grandsons. Thank you. He feels like this is important for you to know because he's just watching over them. He's just, you know, just know that he's there and he's keeping an eye. He also talks about trying to get through to you. Oh, your husband is cute. Your dad is shaking his head. So I really feel like you need to know that I'm getting equal love from your dad in spirit for being able to say hello to you, as I am this equal love from your husband coming through. He shows me he's, like, comfortable on the couch or on his chair in the living room, and he shows me himself, again, in a shirt. Do you understand this?
Yes, I...
Are you wearing
he passed
it?
On the couch? He passed when he was on the couch in a shirt that he wore all the time.
Okay, thank you. So as sensitive as that is and validating, thank you so much that he passed on the couch with his favorite shirt on. He is literally insisting to me that he's so happy he had his favorite shirt on. It is a big joke to him. He thinks this is fantastic. I'm going to take a guess. This is just a psychic guess. Did this was it a T-shirt that had like a rock band on it or something?
No.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. Is it a T-shirt though?
No, not. You mean like an undershirt?
No, it's fine. I don't know. As long as it's his favorite shirt, I don't care. He's on the couch. He's also trying to tell me he's trying to give you signs. So I think you have seen him with your human eye. I think you have possibly encountered, maybe between awake and asleep, but I feel like with your human eyes, he's like, she's already seen me once. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. He tells me dreams are fine. He says dreams are fine, but tell her I need to start sending her something. So can he send you pennies?
They have 30 seconds.
Okay. Peggy, I got 30 seconds. All I can say is look for some pennies from heaven, either from your dad or from your husband. Know that your son-in-law got brought up and that we were saying hello to the two boys for sure. And know that he's with you. You got through. He came through. The men are standing together for you, which to me is very important guidance for you. So definitely look for signs and feel the love.
Okay.
He's okay. He's good. I think he's rocking his favorite shirt up there. So
I don't know that he actually had a favorite shirt, but okay.
Okay.
Alrighty,
thank you
Peggy,
so much.
Thank you for
thank
calling
you.
Into the show.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay. Well, I think we have time for one more caller before we have to go to break again. So we have another Kathy. We have another Kathy calling in. This one's calling in from New York. Kathy, are you with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading with Rebecca?
Yes, please.
All righty.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good, Rebecca. How are you?
Good. I need to tell you that I feel like there's a female standing next to you, but she feels like she's in your generation. So I don't know if it's possible for you to just take a minute and think, I might be bringing somebody through that you weren't expecting. I think I'm bringing... did you lose a sister? It doesn't feel like a sister, but it could be like a sister.
Well, my friend's sister, maybe.
Your friend's sister. Is your friend with you?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it was discussed or if it was brought up or if your friend's sister is somebody who was also close to you or if it's important for me to bring that through, but that's what I keep hearing. So is it okay if she comes through and says hello?
Sure.
Okay. Mediums, we apologize even though we have zero control. And I always say, like I said on the first caller, you do not have to do what the loved ones in spirit tell you to do. So don't feel like if this is going to rock your friend's boat, you don't have to say anything to her. Just know that you're getting mentioned as appreciation for being there for your friend. Was this a traumatic crossing? A trauma of some sort?
It was more unexpected, I guess.
Unexpected. Okay.
Yeah.
But she does mention that she seems to have crossed crisply. She didn't really have that much time. She didn't get to say goodbye. She shows me butterflies, which is my number one sign out there. Who's got the K or CK, C sound? Carrie, well, you're Kathy. It's not you. They're not going to say your name to me. But another one, Kristen, Karen, something like that?
Her mother's name is Karen.
Karen, okay. So I'm just going to have to say there's a little bit of validation that needs to be coming through. Now, are we coming up on a year anniversary?
She just passed her anniversary. It was actually 3 years, I think.
3 years, but we're on an anniversary. Now, when I say that, there's only 12 months in a year. So are we August or September?
August. It just passed.
I'm sorry, August, backwards. July or August?
It was August 8th.
Okay, so right in August. We're only in the 20th. That was the 8th. So please know she's recognizing that there is an anniversary. And again, she, you know what? It's kind of cool. And like I said at the very beginning, thank you so much for thinking outside the box from who you may have wanted to hear a hello from. I do feel like this friend wanted to come through to say hello to you and to say thank you. I think, you know, you've been a really great support. It's not easy to support somebody who's lost somebody like a sister. And I think everybody was very close-knit. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much.
Close-knit family? Okay.
Yes.
So, and because they were so close, you know, if her sister was your friend, she was your friend too.
Right.
That's how she feels. She does give me the taste of mint in my mouth, which was kind of a shock. I didn't mean to get that. I think that means candy canes or December or somebody's chewing mint gum obsessively. I don't know what the mint taste is. Do you have any idea what that is?
No. No, but I love my friend.
Please do. I swear I was just eating a candy cane. Don't know what that was all about. Oh, my gosh. Kathy, thank you so much for letting me do that. That it makes heaven triple happy when you know, they can say thank you. And again, I do feel like, you know, you've poured your heart out to support and be there for her sister to make sure her sister doesn't. I heard the words, quote, fall off the wagon, end quote. We know that means alcohol on the olden days, kind of a slang. So I'm just going to have to, you know, not that I want to be too personal, but I think her sister is saying thank you for helping her, your friend, stay straight.
I don't think so.
Okay.
My friend, she doesn't drink.
Okay, so she used the words. I can't take them back. I'm just telling you what she said, but she feels like you were, so in a way, supporting her to keep her on a path. So she didn't fall off some path that she was on. So, you know, I would say if it was a college, you keep going to college. If it's, you know, just having that support and being a support system for her when she's there.
Okay. That makes sense.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty. We're going to leave it there. Kathy, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay.
I don't know where the taste of mint came from. That was neat.
I don't know, but that happens. And
yeah.
For our listeners, so they know, it's called clairgustience when that happens. And you taste something or you smell something from spirit. So that's interesting. So before we go to break, I just want to mention your website real quick. So you can find Rebecca at RebeccaAnnLeCicero.com. And also on Facebook. Is it a better way to get you on Facebook?
Oh, find me on Facebook. I mean, the stuff I post.
Okay.
All focused All right. on my work. They'll find it, the Psychic Medium page. And you know, heaven is funny, so I tend to post a lot of things. And it's sometimes
okay.
a little out of the box. But
All right,
great
guys.
Stuff.
So now you know how to reach her. And we're going to take a really quick break again. And when we come back, we're going to go back to our phone lines and take a couple of more calls. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Rebecca Ann LoCicero. But before we get back to her and our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, Every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like The Gap, Old Navy, Priceline, Urban Outfitters, Vistaprint, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. All righty, so let's get back to our phone lines. We have time for a couple of more calls. Let's go to Connie calling in from Texas. Are you with us, Connie?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
No, a mini reading would be great. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to turn you right over to Rebecca.
Hi, Connie. How are you?
Hi, Rebecca. I am great. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. I need to tell you that I feel like I have somebody younger coming through.
Uh-huh.
And I believe this may be a younger male.
Yes, it is.
And yes. Is this your son?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I am so proud of him right now for coming through to me so clearly, knowing that, you know, his crossing and me being able to talk to you is very delicate. Those are his words. Now, Rebecca has never been described as delicate. However, making me feel like there is a gentleness about him, and when he comes through to you, he promises he always comes through happy, peaceful, and gentle. Do you understand these words?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I do feel like he grew up. So was he around 30?
He was 25.
25. Thank you very much.
He would be 30 now. He would be 30 years old.
He would be 30 right now. Oh, I just want to hug you. Okay. He just wants to hug you.
He's a hugger.
Okay. So this is an odd picture in my head, but I'm gonna kind of give it to you as I saw it. Please open your mind to see what I might be seeing. I see the movie Bambi. I see Thumper. I see Flower. I see flowers. I see rabbits. Is there a connection with him, with you, with wildlife, like a rabbit outside? I know this is a very strange question.
It would not probably be a rabbit, but he was very much into nature. We lived out in the country.
Okay, so for him, he's just telling me that he makes sure that nature is loving and close to you. So if you're outside and some wildlife walks up to you, you by all means need to know that that's definitely him connecting. He does not limit it to just one thing. He says his world was expansive, and he rolls his arms really big. He's like, you know, I'm her sunshine. And I said yes to him, just so you know. I know that he's your sunshine. And he says every day when you wake up and it's a new day, he's standing right there next to you. But then he says, Mom, I get really busy too. So, you know. So he explains to me that. Now, I feel like this was, I'm going to say it in two ways, and I almost feel like I'm being blunt. I feel like this was an expected death, but an unfortunate death. Did he cross traumatically?
It was drug-related.
Drug-related. Okay, so that's kind of why I felt like saying what I said. So you need to know, as a mom, if this was drug-related, then this was what he calls, not me, not you. He's giving me this information. He says it's an expected death and a traumatic death. So in some way, I think that he can relate to himself being on drugs, and he knows what was happening. He knows what was going on, and so did you. Is this okay for me to say?
Oh, sure. I mean, yes.
Okay.
He just wanted to make sure.
He does not want to push any buttons. He just wants to give you validation.
Yeah. No, he had quit doing drugs, but, you know, He did one night.
Was there a... a relapse. Yes, a relapse.
Yeah.
Which you need to know is not uncommon. The body can't always handle that after there's been a pause.
Right.
But he says, don't ever give up faith in me or hope in me. I'm up here, I'm watching you, and I'll see you again. No rush.
Perfect.
He's living vicariously through you. Does he have a sister?
Yes, he does.
Okay. I don't know if we're like best buddies or something, but rock on to my sister.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Yes. Please let her know he can see her. Did she tattoo on her?
Did she
get a tattoo?
I have a tattoo.
You have the tattoo. Is it on your shoulder?
No.
On a right shoulder?
No.
You can say no.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Well, he's pointing to my right shoulder. What's on my right shoulder? I have a cat on my shoulder with a sunset scene because the cat's name was Sunshine and Sunshine on my shoulder. Does this make sense to you?
Now, he left me a cat.
He left you a cat. Okay. Okay.
Yes,
he was telling me you had a tattoo, and two, he's telling me that he left a cat for you. Okay, he got a little personal, just so you know. Your 25-year-old son, who's now 30, what a cutie. He actually touched my tattoo. I was like, don't touch me.
He is cute.
Oh, my goodness.
That's really funny.
What a flirt.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a person on this planet he didn't love. That must have been very tough for him.
Yes, he was everyone. Yeah.
Everyone. Yes. Everyone. I love everyone. If they don't love me, I love them anyway. See, he's my kind of guy.
Oh, that was
Please fun. Know that yep. your son is with you. He can hear you. He can hear you. You want to know if when you talk to him, if he can hear you, the answer is yes. I feel like that's an important question that you're asking. You need to know the answer to. And he gives that to me kind of like with a feather. No animal attached. So maybe it's like an angel feather because I don't feel an animal attached, you know, a bird attached or anything. But
we have about 30 seconds.
Okay. But just please know he's there and all my love to you. And thank you so much for letting me bring him through to you. My heart is overjoyed for you to get this hello.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in, Connie.
Thank you.
I always hope that these calls help just a tiny bit for everyone because, you know, we're doing mini readings for you here, and we can only spend about 5 minutes, and we try to get some information and validation to you, but, you know, we could always do a full session for you, too, but it goes so quick, so quick. All righty, let's go to our next caller. We have Haiti calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Haiti?
Yes, I am. I'm so excited.
Yes, hi. Well, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading with Rebecca?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Hi, Haiti. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there. Haiti,
good.
First I just need you to know that if you also have been feeling, you know, spirit around, that I believe we all have the ability to connect. And I do feel like there's a female coming through for you. And I feel like I need to tell you, you've literally, you know, been getting messages from her. And I guess they just want to say you're not crazy. I feel like, not that you can give yourself your own reading through this connection, but it's definitely there. Okay. Is this a grandmother that you want to hear from on mom's side?
Well,
do we have a grandmother?
That wasn't what I was wanting, but I think that's who's often around me. So, yeah.
It feels like she's often around you, and which is why I feel like almost like you're going to turn around and you're going to go, okay, Grandma, I get it. I heard you. Like, you're literally hearing her and having conversations. Is this true? She wants to validate this.
Yeah, I do. I
okay,
hear a voice.
You.
Sometimes I think it's my mom, so, yeah.
Got you. Now, but your mom is here, correct?
Right, right. But I would hear my mom's voice thinking my mom's around.
So you actually hear her so much you turn around and think it's your mom calling you from, you know, another room?
Right.
That would be great. She's just laughing and saying, yes, absolutely. Know that I'm around and know that you can hear me. So if you ever need to call out for help, you might actually get an answer. So that's awesome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm also feeling like, okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Katie, is there a dad cross?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping to hear from.
That's no problem. He's like, you've talked about her mom. You better bring me through. So I'm going to tell you he comes through with a little bit of a dad attitude. Saving the best for last, honey, he says. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, true personality. I'm just going to say that he might walk the line. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, and he goes, yeah, just like her. I don't believe that for a second. I think you're doing wonderful. He says you're doing wonderful. This is what made me realize that this was a dad connection. I noticed today as I was driving around, even thinking this was probably going to come up, is there some old car? And I say old car because it's kind of like a niche car, maybe an old Cadillac or a jalopy, like a big car of some sort that he's connected to.
Not that I know of.
All right. Buick, you know, like a Buick LeSabre. Like, I don't know how else to describe this. Okay. All I can tell you is that I feel like he rolled up in a nice car. So,
well, he's
with
definitely
his energy,
he was very into coals. He was very into cars. So I'm not surprised by that. Kind of cool cars. Like he was really into cars, always a different car.
Okay. So you would understand why he would present himself in a way where he's rolling up.
Yeah.
That's what he said to me. I'm rolling up.
Yeah. He's a cool guy. And
he's
convertible.
Is he also, does he,
whatnot.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said he was a cool guy, like in his convertible car and, you know, whatnot.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Is there a brother for him? Does he have a brother with him?
No.
No. Okay. Does he have a brother here? Only because I heard him mention the brother.
No. He doesn't
no.
have a brother at all.
Okay. So take that as a wrong. All I did feel like he was telling me that he was there with a brother or I'm standing with a brother. So if that doesn't make sense, that's fine. If you understand it later, that's okay.
Okay.
Do you understand if I was to say an M name, like a Mikey or a Mark, a male M name?
Well, his name started with an M, yes.
Your dad's name did?
Yeah.
What was his name? M, something with an M.
Mace,
M-A?
M-A-I-S-H, Mace.
M-A-I-S-H. You know what? I'm going to say thank you to him. He did really good with that, trying to get me to get the Mark or Mac. Or, I appreciate that from him. He tried. So just know that. And he makes me feel like he's always trying. Does that make sense?
In what way?
He goes, just... When he was here, I feel like when he was here, he just wants to use that as a validation point to say, you know, I'm always trying.
I mean, he was such a good guy, so always doing whatever for anybody.
Okay. Know that he's standing with what I would call, like, you know, the mother-in-law, the mom's mom with you, and he just wants you to know that they're both together, that he does come visit you, too. I do believe that he is the type of electricity that comes to visit you. So I happen to have a lot of... He's trying to say that you also have, like, phone that'll bleep or the radio will come on or the TV will blink. Do you understand this?
I don't have that. But I was literally waiting for you to hopefully call on me, and the lights were flickering, which is something I've never...
The lights...
I know that that's possible, but that's never happened until right now, while I was waiting.
Well...
So I thought, wow.
I can do... See, and that is the absolute best
part of my job is when something happens that I didn't do. So for him to come through and to say, you know, I'm the one that's tweaking with the electricity and your lights are blinking as you're waiting for me to come through, was your dad already standing there with you? Take that as validation. Tell him not to mess with your computer or your phone. Stick to the lights.
Okay, we have just a few seconds.
Okay, I feel like there's a sense of happy birthday or something about a celebration. We're in August, so take that for what it's worth, and he loves you. Thank you, Haiti.
Oh, can you tell him I love him?
He knows. He knows. All righty, Haiti, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helps
a tiny
bit.
Thank you so much. All right.
All righty. Well, I can't believe how quickly this hour goes, but we are out of time. And
I know.
It's so fast. I want to thank our guest, Rebecca Ann LeCicero, for joining us. And
thank you.
Can visit her on the web at RebeccaAnnLeCicero.com. And is that the best place for people to reach you for private readings?
Yep, because right through my website, they can send me an email.
Wonderful. Yep. All righty. Well, we want to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. And thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. And in the meantime, always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.